weekly here. It's going to be every other Thursday. It's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern time. And you will actually get a text message about it to the entire field. It is for everyone. It's not for any particular team. It's not for any particular rank. It's not for any particular status level. Okay. It's for everyone in Alpha to really, really learn about the business. So the training is going to focus on for you guys some really key components. It's really going to be all about the system. Which, as some of you know, is list, expose, follow-up, sort. If you don't know that, you will learn that. But really how these different integral pieces of that system work together and what are the pieces around that system, if you will, that are going to be critical to your success. We're going to talk about the 10 core commitments a lot. If you don't know what that means when I say 10 core commitments, that is your recipe for success. It's a combination between what you should do with every single new distributor when they're getting started, and then it actually ends up with what happens with your DMO, your daily method of operations. I know a lot of times people are like, they don't know what to do in the beginning, and then even once they go through the beginning, once they've actually maybe had a game plan interview with people, had a PBR, things of that nature, they don't know what to do after that. They don't know what they should be doing on a daily basis. So we're going to talk about that. But two things that we're going to focus a lot on where I think there's a big disconnect for a lot of people that have maybe held them back from being as successful as they could be. One is duplication. In fact, everything we talk about, we're going to talk about how it ties back to duplication. Those three factors of duplication that you really want to think about when you're talking to a person about the business, which is they're actually thinking in their mind, can I do what you just did? Number one. Number two, do I have time to do what you just did? And number three, would I mind doing what you just did to me, to my friends, family, and contacts? And a lot of things that we see people do, they're violating at least one of those three, maybe sometimes all of those three. And we're going to talk about why that is and how that kind of keeps your business small. If you're experiencing either your whole business is 100 people wide and only one level deep, you're probably violating some of those things. Or if you're experiencing something where you're working really, really hard and your business grows a few levels, and then the moment you take your foot off the gas personally, it shrinks back to you right away, you're probably violating some of those things. So we're going to talk about why that is and how you can avoid that so you can start getting that deep, deep growth into your organization. And then my other favorite thing to talk about, because it's so critical, are what are the philosophies that you need to start really, really keying in on for yourself and for your team to make sure they're always on track, and why they're so critical. That the time-tested network marketing philosophies that have worked for years and are working right now with multiple teams and multiple companies in multiple countries around the world to really create explosive growth. I know a lot of people, we are going to focus on actions, but a lot of people will say, just tell me exactly what to do and I'll do it. Just tell me exactly what to do and I'll do it. And our experience has been repeatedly, that is not how it works. You tell people exactly what to do. They get excited about it. They do it for about 15 minutes. They don't get rich 15 minutes later, and they stop doing it. And the reason why they stop doing it is because they don't have the right philosophies. So if we give you the right philosophies, your actions are always going to fall into place because you'll know what your goals are. You'll know what you're trying to get accomplished at any given moment. And therefore, it doesn't matter if your person is a little different or this person says this or this prospect does this or whatever. If you have the right philosophies, you're always going to know what the right action is to take at which time. And that's going to be huge in really blowing up your business. So guys, listen. We wanted to do this call for me, and I'm going to talk to you guys on here in a minute, just for a couple of things. One is I wanted to give you guys a preview of what these trainings were going to be about, but wanted to really encourage something that I think is critical, and that is promotion, just the ability to promote. I think a lot of times what I've seen is that there is a disconnect for people understanding their role in the system in terms of what's happening. They believe that it's the company's job to organize a training, to announce the training, to conduct the training, and then to be responsible for how many people show up on the training. Well, you are correct about the organize, announce, and conduct, but the responsibility for how many people actually plug in is the responsibility of the leadership in the field. It's you going out and not just telling people, oh, by the way, there's a training happening, pop on there if you have a second. If you don't, I understand. That's not how you actually make sure that you have your team on there. It's about promoting it. It's about telling people. For those of you who are in China, hey, I just saw millionaire after millionaire after millionaire walk across the stage, and they all kept saying the same thing, which is all we do is follow the ecosystem. That's what these trainings are going to be all about. If you want to have any chance of earning that level of money, or even some measure of that level of money, some percentage of that level of money, this is the kind of tree that you should drop everything that you're doing, and you should be in there, and you should make sure everyone on your team is on there. And then it's reminding them of that several times here over the next few days as we're counting down to next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's how you get the people to participate. And once they participate one time, I promise you, you won't have to remind them again. They're going to want to be on these trainings because they're going to hear the things that they believe have been missing in their formula for success. And you guys have an opportunity to do that. But it all comes down to you making sure that this first training is the biggest training that we've ever had. And you know what? You making sure of that from just you and your team. You know, I don't care if there's 10 people in the training, and you shouldn't care if there's 10 people in the training if all 10 of them are yours, right? If there's 10 people in the training and it's you by yourself and the other 9 are somebody else's, you might have a problem, right? So guys, you just focus on making sure your team is present. Everything else is going to take care of itself, and you guys are going to be there. And the final thing I want to say this before I turn it back to Anton is we're going to talk about how you can become real targeted in your approach to your goal. I kind of mentioned this to some of the people on some of the little spot sideline conversations we were having in China. But, you know, if your goal is only to make a few $100 a month, you can do a lot of things wrong and still make that few $100 a month, right? I mean, you don't have to be perfect. You can miss a lot of the little one percenters and still actually have that success. But if your goal is big, you know, if you're trying to be super successful now, if you're trying to make extreme income, and when I say extreme income, let's just say 6 figures and more or more, then everything you do matters, right? I mean, every one percenter is going to be very, very important towards getting into your goal. So every time you decide not to do something or you've got this little blank spot about how you do business, you're going to be actually taking yourself further and further away. In fact, the reality is that if you keep missing it, you'll never get to a big goal, not just in alpha, but in network marketing anywhere, if you don't learn some of these one percenters and start, you know, really implementing them into your daily method of operations. So we're going to talk about that stuff. And then finally, this, I know I said that was final, but that was the final training point. This is just an announcement to you guys. In your inbox, the mail box that you have on file with alpha, everyone who was in China, you're going to have something from Alpha Events that is about sharing your photos. And we've actually created a Dropbox upload where you can actually upload your photos into there. And ultimately, we're going to create a whole big file, and then we're going to actually put that file up online for you guys so you can all basically have access to those photos and use them for your social media accounts, use them for your own just personal memories, and et cetera, whatever you want to do. Also, I've actually sent over an email to China to actually get a lot of the different footage that they had up there. So I've got you guys walking on a red carpet, going up on stage, the ceremony where they were giving away the cars, the ceremony where they were giving away the homes, some of their performances, some of the top speakers, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to actually use that in some real cool marketing material. So that's going to be available for you very, very soon as well. But if you can let everybody know that's on your team that was there to go in and check and make sure that they've got this email and they start loading up those photos, the quicker they load it up, the quicker we can make that file available to everyone. So with that being said, Anton, I'm going to throw it back to you, sir.
Brian, thank you so much. And I'm assuming that you will, Alpha will send us the link for next Thursday's training so that we can start to get that promoted as soon as possible. Yes,
absolutely. You'll get that link out in 24 to 48 hours at the latest, just having those guys put it together, and then they'll send it over to you.
Wonderful. You're the best, man. And what I'd like to add to the group is that on the weeks that we're not going to do a training with Brian, I'm going to see if I can offer one myself. I'm going to do that totally in conjunction with Brian so that we'll kind of coordinate what we offer and do together. And we will continue to have our mastermind group on Sunday. You can come in on any time. What we'll use for the remainder of this evening is chess for those of us that went to China this weekend, just to share one or two or 3 minutes of some of the highlights that were that came to you so that you can share with the people that are on the call tonight that did not go to China as well. This is being recorded, so we're gonna spread the word in that way too. So just volunteer your hand and don't be afraid to come and hesitate and share one or two of the highlights of your event when you went to China. Okay, Lauren, please.
There's so many, but let's see. We talked about this a little bit earlier, and just the power of being over in China among thousands upon thousands of people. And, you know, it's very, very exciting to be the pioneers in North America, but to be among so many people that are doing what we're doing and working together for a common goal in China reminds us that we're part of something larger, and also not to give up when the going gets tough, because a lot of the people that are that were receiving these cars and luxury apartments and huge money bonuses are people that have been doing this for 5, 10, 15 years. And so, you know, we know this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme, but sometimes we might feel discouraged just seeing that reminder of what comes with sticking with it and putting in the hard work. And then just, you know, that powerful energy of working together towards the same thing.
Thank you, Lauren. And yeah, I was so impressed at the same time of just listening to all those people that came on stage. And there was, I believe, a person who joined, 4 years ago? Or not even 3 or 4 years ago, that was already a millionaire and was showing off his brand new car and his beautiful luxury apartment. So there are people that are just kicking it very quickly. And that's where we want to be, America. We're like, we want this right away, right? Want this. Christina is asking to come on. Christina, just hop right on. Just take yourself off mute and please offer your insights on what you gained. Are you there, Christina? All right, she's on Messenger, so I'm not clear what she's listening to, but anybody else?
Yes.
Yes, Mary Rowe. All right, Mary.
Hi. Everything that happened, all the positives, which were minute by minute, were magnified because the group of people that went got along so well, so supportive, so hilarious, so wonderful to each other. If it hadn't been like that, things could have been dampened, but instead everything was uplifted to its highest possible level of comprehension and enjoyment. So grateful for that.
I can definitely relate to that. What a pleasure it was to be with 25 people, and no matter what obstacles and challenges we had, we either laughed or went with it. It was a great group, really great group. I'm going to unmute, I believe it's Christina. Thank you, Mary. And Mary, I have to say, Mary, you're quite a dancer. I mean, everybody got to see Mary take off. She was in front of the line, right? I think she really shocked all of us because, whoa, she was wailing it. Pretty good, Mary. All right, Christina, did I unmute you correctly?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
We certainly can, Christina. You're on.
Awesome. Well, China for me was an experience of a lifetime. Before going to China, I had been struggling with, okay, how am I going to make the money that I want to make? How am I going to succeed? And this whole trip changed everything for me. I saw the teamwork that China has. I saw just the excitement, the passion about the product. It really ignited the fire inside of me, and I'm very excited.
Beautiful. Great, Christina.
Yes, yes.
And it was great. And I just want to say, Christina had one testimonial that she shared with everybody. Christina made this China trip. When she joined Alfei, she signed up her first 6 distributors and her first 6 customers in the first 30 days on her first PBR. Check that out.
It was awesome.
And Christina, tell them how you had no idea what you were doing.
I really didn't know what I was doing, but my team, Ronnie and Gail and Dan came. We also had Denise and Samantha at that time, I believe. Anyhow, they came. They set everything up. They the coffee and the tea for everyone to try. And they continued to do the presentation for me. They allowed me to speak my testimony of the mushrooms in my own body. And then we just kind of went from there, and everybody was very interested in, the mushrooms. And so they were there to support me because I had a list of people that I wrote down, and I invited them to the PBR, and they came and they wanted to support me and they wanted to learn how to feel better. And so that's how it happened.
Wow, what a testimony. And guys, that's how it's done. Your people don't even know what they're doing, but when they have a team behind them, that's how the PBRs are meant to work. That is totally duplication. That's what Brian's going to be covering and teaching us how to do over and over again, because that, I love that testimonial, Christina. Thank you so much for sharing it. So powerful.
Yes, thank you. And it was my pleasure meeting all of you. And I just feel like I'm a part of a family. And it's really awesome.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you again, Christina. Anybody else that would like to share? Yes, Gene.
Yeah. I want to just back up what Mary Rose said. I've traveled internationally with groups of people on journeys like this, and this group is kind of new to that, and it was so smooth, and I agree, everybody got along. I've seen groups where people are fighting and one person's going this way, once people are clicking off into different cliques. This did not happen. This group harmonized, and I feel really bonded with everyone. Going through those epic experiences together really bonds the group. I feel like I know all of you. I feel like I could talk to any one of you and support you, and you could support me. So it's feeling like one beautiful, connected family. When I got there to China, everything became real. I mean, up until that point, it was like alpha was on a piece of paper, but when I saw the facility, the hotel, how big it was, the concreteness of the concrete, literally, it's like, wow, this is really something. This is real. And the generosity that we felt from people in the hotel, the food, how they treated us, we were immersed in benevolence, prosperity, and generosity. And that sort of came into my cells and gave me a lot more confidence in carrying this forth. And I think we all felt that in some way. So the confidence is up, and I'm ready to go and full steam ahead. Those who want to join in, come my way.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
And I want to back up what Gene said. Not only was the camaraderie there, but after listening to a dozen normal people that came on that stage and say basically the same thing, that all they did, they got experience, they had an incredible experience with the products, but then they followed a system and they just adhered to the system and they reached all of their financial goals. I think after everybody kept hearing that over and over again, that's all we began to talk about at breakfast, on the bus. We want to be part of that power, because that is the power of duplication. And that's, I think, something that really unified us all. Gene, you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I was on the bus with Brian and Sandy. We're sitting with Brian, and he just, once you get him going, he just exudes MLM. He can't stop. It's like, that's like his favorite thing to talk about, And he just gave us this whole mini training while we were on the bus for like 2 hours. And I said, oh my God, I've heard this before from him. I have sat in, meeting rooms with him, training us this way. I was like, this is the way. This is the way. You know, we're kind of, some of us are like thinking, well, maybe there's another way. Maybe we can try this. Maybe we can do ClickFunnels or something like that on the internet. But this is the way. And like he said, and I know this, you have to get every step. You can't skip a step. It's like you can't like miss that 1% because that'll affect you. So it's a whole system, meaning all the gears have to be in place in order for the whole system to turn properly. And that's why when he trains, we have to listen real carefully and go over it and go over it and go over it ahead in our brain until we really get it, and that it's automatic in our cells and we breathe it and sleep it and know it, and not really try to reinvent the wheel like I know many of us, including myself, have, thinking, well, maybe there's a little better way. Maybe we'll, it's a system that works. He's a proof of it, right?
He's a proof of true. It. So well said, Gene. So well said. Thank you, man. That's so well said. Anybody else? Anybody else of the China 25? We call ourselves the China 25 because we would, in order for everybody to make sure that we were on the bus that are all correct, we would have to number ourselves 1 through 25. And I learned how to do 22 in Chinese. R-sh-r-r. So I would just do it in Chinese just to get everybody, you know, laughing a little bit. So anybody else of the China 25 that would like to share one little tidbit of inspiration that they had while they were in China? And it's okay. We're going to take away your chance in about 2 minutes if nobody's volunteering, because I know it's getting late.
Are okay, I'll go.
All right, good.
I just want to say that this, I was on the Mexico trip.
Yes.
This was so different. So, so different and more powering. And our group did get along, like wonderful. I've been with other groups in other companies, and I've never seen anything like this. Granted, there was only 24, 25 of us in our group, but it was just amazing to see the communication, people we didn't know. I'm glad I got to meet who I got to meet. And because even on the Mexico trip, I didn't get to meet them or talk to them or anything because we were kind of all on our own out there. So this was very heartwarming to me to know that we do have a family and a strong family with Elfe.
Wonderful, Gail. Wonderful. And it was a pleasure meeting you for the first time. Phyllis, did I see that hand go up? All right, I was hoping Phyllis. Phyllis from Canada. Phyllis and Carol were such a delight from North. I think Phyllis and Carol were the only ones from Canada.
She's in Taiwan now.
Oh, she's in Taiwan? You're still in Taiwan?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Please.
Okay, I'm very grateful with this team. And everybody so respect the China country and our the Elfe, the spirit. I'm so pleased and so happy to with this group and know so many people there. But I'm very proud of you because everyone is just like a movie star in the China. Everybody wants to take a picture with you, but I'm so sad. Nobody wants to take it with me, Chinese. Because I'm not popular there. But I just think when so many Chinese, the winners, they got a car, they got a house, they got the cash bonus. I really want that in North America. We really pioneer. We are number one in our North America. We can win, just like there, stand there. So I'm so proud. I really want to get there and achieve my goal, achieve the Elfe Hui Chen the goal. When we achieve the Hui Chen the goal, we definitely can achieve our goal. So I want to get there. I hope everybody just in the stage, and we are so proud. We come from Canada. American. That's it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we will certainly do that, Phyllis. I have no doubt. I have no doubt at all that we will 100% do that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for the, look at that Alfe doll. Oh my God. I can't wait for the pictures to come and it'll show it. Guys, thank you so much for tonight. Gene, did you want to say something?
Yeah. One more thing. I just want to personally thank Phyllis because at breakfast I was looking at this soup and it was congee soup and I was really just going to grab a whole bowl of it. And I said, Phyllis, what's the name on that soup? And she says, oh, that's sheep entrails. I was like, oh, thank you. I'm not going to have that soup. Thank you, Phyllis.
That's a good one. Lori, did you want to say something or were you saying goodbye?
To everyone. Thanks.
All right. Excellent. All right, guys. We will have this. I'll send this on the recording as well. Marie, thank you so much for that incredible testimonial. Like I said, guys, we do a call every Wednesday with Brian. It's powerful. You can have your own voice as a testimonial. Let me know if you want to, who wants to volunteer for next week. It's only a 2 to 3 minute talk on your personal testimonial, and you will have that forever for your prospects. So don't hesitate to email me or text me to step up and volunteer for that. Guys, without any further ado, we'll have a good night. I can see that that Lauren's still recovering from jet lag. So everybody get some sleep, and we shall see you all next on the mastermind call, if you like, or all next week for Brian's call, our training call.
He's going to be next Thursday, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right, next Thursday, everybody. Hey, have a happy recovery from China.
All right. All right. Take care, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.